Common Man and T-Bone's Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
614-821-9710 is the phone number. It's early Tool this week because we've been here since noon.
Yes.
The best Tool of the Week, it's a $50 City Barbecue gift card. City Barbecue, Columbus founded, Columbus proud. Bone, you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Let's kick things off with Chris. Hello, Chris.
Tell them about it, JoJo.
Chubby time.
I like it.
What a wonderful segue to my Tool of the Week, as I've been sitting on it all week in regards to the Cleveland Browns. My Tool of the Week is head official Adrian Hill of Bowie, Maryland, who is a computer programmer, who in a 2015 Washington Post article quoted himself as never playing football, and also earlier this year on September the 16th in the Bears versus Denver game was cited for a roughing the passer call that was deemed as, quote, controversial. You are my tool of eternity. You are awful. I hope your check bounced. That was absolutely atrocious. You are an offense to the game. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
It's very interesting that Chris knew, like, his occupation.
Well, he did some research.
I guess he did.
He's not
he
like us.
Did.
He's professional.
No, he certainly did. Good for you, Chris.
Granville. Hello, Granville.
Hey, hello. My God. My tool of the week is Ted, because I sat on the phone for 45 minutes yesterday, and then they clicked me. We was talking about the Browns, and I had my 2 cents to say about it, but put me on hold for 45 minutes and then hanged up on me.
Sorry to hear that, well, Granville, but here's what I have to tell you. When in doubt, assume that we're not going to take any phone calls.
Well, fair enough. We don't often do that. I wonder if that was – if now, Granville's a unique name. The only other person I've ever heard named Granville is Granville Waiters, former Buckeye basketball player.
That's right.
So if that – if Panama Ted put – if that's Granville Waiters, I don't know. Maybe Eagle Ball and Colin can find out. But if that's Granville Waiters and you put him on hold, Panama Ted – how dare you?
Josh, you're on the fan. Hello, Josh.
My guys.
Fills in the cracks and gaps.
My tool of the week is Andy Reid. I understand with your goofy build you want to make your quarterback not walk again, but why would you run him, quarterback sneak, just to get a first down? Boom. What happens? Dislocated kneecap. His ankle is already bad. We've seen what happened to Kevin Durant. It's always going to happen when you got something hurt. You're always going to baby it, and look what happened.
Thank you, Josh. Lee, you're on the fan. Hello, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, Lee.
Okay, my tool of the week has already been discussed, but it's the Big Ten for scheduling college football on Friday night when Friday night belongs to high school. It's like. You know, inviting your girlfriend, ex-girlfriend over to your new girlfriend's house or something like that. You can't do that.
I agree.
I don't think it's...
That's a great analogy. I approve. Well done. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Don, you're on the fan. Hello, Don.
Hi, guys. My guys. Buy me some penis. My tool of the week is my wife of 30 years. I love her to death. Well, and she works for the Ohio State. She gets me season tickets for the last 20 years. Even though it's a road game, she decided to get sick on Tuesday, and she's got a case of diverticulitis or whatever that is. So she's in the hospital, and now I'm going to be watching the game from a hospital room, 1123A at OSU Hospital. Thank you. My tool of the week is my wife.
What the hell was that?
Your wife has diverticulitis.
Ah,
I feel bad for her.
Who cares? Come on.
Also, congratulations on being married to Brock Lesnar.
What?
Brock Lesnar had diverticulitis.
Oh, how the hell does anybody know that?
Because that's why he had to quit MMA. That's why he had to leave the UFC.
I know, but no one knows that. You have to explain it to people.
Yes, they do.
I didn't know.
People are very aware of Brock Lesnar's gastrointestinal functions.
Look at him.
His colon's got polyps. Different thing.
Yeah, that's not the same.
No, diverticulitis is where the little... I know what it is. I don't know how to explain it.
I know what it is, but I don't know what it is. Hey, babe.
The little dangly things in your colon.
Oh, I got some danglies.
Whatever.
That's the official term. The doctor walks in and says, I'm sorry, you got some danglies in your colon.
They're like, you have diverticulitis. He's like, can you explain that? It's like dangly
You've
things.
Got stalactites
you.
In your colon.
That's right.
See you later.
Something like that.
Is it stalactites or stalagmites? Which one goes from the bottom, the top down?
I don't remember.
Cole, you're on the fan. Hello, Cole.
My wife.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Are ordering drugs together. Oh, you didn't... Yeah, let me get the whole thing in.
All right, do it. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
All right. My wife and Chris Perez's dog are ordering drugs together.
All right. It was even better the second time.
That's good.
All right. My tool of the week is whichever Blue Jackets employee came up with the idea for the slogan, out of our blue, see us rise. I have no idea what that means, but that's okay because I'm sure Tim Brando does because he knows everything.
Thank you, Cole. Tim Brando's been, or he blocked T-Bone.
I wouldn't know what Tim Brando
media.
Thinks about anything because he blocked me many years ago, which is good.
Why do you care?
No, I don't care, but he's stupid.
Jake, you're on the fan. Hello, Jake. Jake.
They stole my thunder, guys. I was going to talk about the money grab of the Ohio State University not throwing their weight around like they should have to not play on Friday night. But... somebody beat me to it.
You know, the people who are really passionate about this seem to have the same thing in common. Brandon, you're on the fan. Hello, Brandon.
Bye, guys.
I can't stand Ohio State.
You shut your whore mouth.
First off, stalactites top.
Ah, there you go.
I remember that.
That's good.
My tool of the week is my car dealership that I purchased a car from on October the 1st, and I brought it back in a few days later because I noticed when I started it, white smoke came out the muffler like a choo-choo train. So they took it to an authorized dealership for the particular model. I hadn't heard anything, so I decided to call that dealership directly. Which they informed me that even though the truck has 40,000 miles on it, there was never an oil change. So the engine is essentially fried.
Oh, no.
Well, here's the good news is when white smoke comes out of the tailpipe, you announce the next pope.
That's right.
Isn't that what happens when white smoke comes out of the chimney at the Vatican?
But that is for the Vatican. So when white smoke comes out of the back of your truck, you get a new truck pope. Our last one was Larry the Cable Guy, but he's gone from us now. So our
Larry
new
the Cable Guy here, the truck pope.
That's right. I don't know who our new truck pope's going to be.
Tim Brando.
No, Tim Brando's not driving a truck.
How do you know, man?
Tim Brando's.
He could have a Hundog in the back dressed in flannel.
Tim Brando wants you to believe he drives a truck, but he secretly drives a Volvo. That's Tim Brando.
Nothing wrong with Volvos.
There's nothing wrong with Volvos, but he,
don't knock the Swedes.
Doesn't feel like he can just be honest with you about what he drives.
Why do you hate Swedish people?
I love this. I have Swedish blood. I have family from Sweden. How dare you?
I know many Swedes.
I do. No, I don't.
Spencer, you're on the fan. Hello, Spencer.
My guys.
Johnny, idiot face.
My tool of the week, we'll call him John Doe, that... in our, I use the term loosely, professional office environment at the retail place we have, came in, and it was bad enough that he had open sores on his calf muscles, but proceeded to sit down in one of the offices and then soiled himself, which left another girl gagging and got sick who had to go home, and I'm stuck with trying to loosely clean this up so we can all survive today.
Oh, God.
What the hell?
What is going on? Maybe you need to go see the chick with diverticulitis and go talk to her. We know her room number, so just go say hi.
All right, pick a winner.
I'll do my best. You know what? I feel bad for Brandon, who got screwed on his car deal. Sorry, Brandon. That sucks. I hope you win this fabulous prize.
$50 gift card to City Barbecue, baby.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
Never gets old. Never gets old.
It has nothing to do with anything.
I was looking at Paige in the shower. Australia. It's a big continent.